In Lebanon, take lots of development, add low oversight from the government, and what do you get? A coastline that's getting gobbled up fast. There are more beach clubs and hotels, and they are closing off free public access to the seashore. NPR's Alice Fordham has this report on the fight for open beaches.
The sun's beating down on the rocky shore of Lebanon's capital, Beirut, and architect Mona Halak is taking her son and his friends to see their heritage.
Okay, boys and girls.
Halak's an advocate for a public coastline.
Okay, everybody, who knows how to swim? Who knows how to swim?
The kids say they can, but they learned in private beach clubs. Halak tells them in the past, Beirutis learned to swim in the sea because the shore was all public. She shows them a nearby area that was open and has been fenced off. She fears it too will be built on. She takes the kids on a boat. Halak shows them flinty cliffs and outcrops and tells them they should be open for anyone, anytime.
Anytime, right? We don't want it to be private, we want it to be public, right?
Perhaps strangely, it was the outbreak of a 15-year civil war in 1975 that kicked off a frenzy of coastal development in Lebanon. Businesses took advantage of the chaos to build more than 1,200 illegal structures, according to a government report. And now, although an old law says the shore is public, incremental legal changes and loopholes allow even more beach clubs and hotels to be built. Halak again.
So it's unbelievable that you are in a country that has a coastline that you cannot access as a citizen except by paying money to a private developer.
The few public beaches are not well maintained. There's even a stigma attached to them, a perception that only poor people go there. An academic study found 29% of respondents wouldn't go to a public beach because they'd be embarrassed if someone saw them. The architect, Halak, is part of a campaign to have the beloved rocky chunk of Beirut's coast known as Dalia designated a conservation area so it can't be built on. And actually, there's one place this has worked. In the southern city of Tyre, the shore's protected because of rare turtles and plants, so no permanent building is allowed, and a wide golden stretch of sand is public. How's it different from a private beach club there?
Like you see a larger variety in terms of backgrounds, socioeconomic backgrounds, in terms of age groups, in terms of like people from all around Lebanon come to this beach.
That's Dalia Farhan, who runs a cafe in a shack here in the summer. It's not dirty because each cafe manager cleans their own patch. It's free and beautiful. People come from all over, not just rich and poor, people from Lebanon's many different religions too. Women in bikinis splash next to modest Muslims in full-body swimsuits. Farhan calls it a space of freedom. Paddling in the shallows, I meet Hussein Shaheen here with his daughters.
The beach is supposed to be for the Lebanese people.
He says he does worry someone will build here one day and it'll be too expensive to come. His daughter Nisreen chimes in.
Can we keep the beach free?
And she goes to join her sister in the sea. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Beirut.